This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, we'll be checking in on the protests down in Dewey Square as the Occupy Boston activists are joined by college students and labor leaders.
Also today, the pros and cons of homework. Most kids hate it, but all kids have to do it. In many cases, hours of it every night. But what do we really know about the benefits of homework? A new study suggests homework might not actually be helping kids learn.
But first, it's been 1 week since the Red Sox season came to a painful and screeching halt, and already the fallout on Yawkey Way has been dramatic. On Friday, the Sox announced Terry Francona was out as manager. Today, it looks as if general manager Theo Epstein might be following him out the door as well.
According to multiple reports, the Chicago Cubs are seeking permission from Major League Baseball and the Red Sox to interview Epstein for their vacant general manager job. Now, Epstein is under contract with the team through next season, but team management hasn't exactly put the rumors to rest. Here's what Red Sox president Larry Lucchino and chairman Tom Werner had to say on the topic last Friday.
Theo is under contract with us, so it's just not, it's an issue that has not been addressed.
Nor do I hope to address it, because I think we feel collectively that he's one of the best general managers in baseball and has been integral to the success of our club the last 10 years.
Joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Hey there, indeed.
So what was the interest, what was interesting in that answer that we just heard from Larry Lucchino and Tom Werner is that neither of them came right out and said no.
No. The Red Sox front office is not nearly as twisted and paranoid as it has historically been. However, they're still very careful. They don't say things that they may someday have to double back on. And it's what I would have expected, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, can you see Theo Epstein leaving Boston?
Yeah, I can, because I think Theo Epstein would change jobs for the same reason that any highly sought-after, very accomplished executive would do. Their challenge would perhaps cause him to change jobs, and there is no greater challenge in baseball than making a winner out of the Chicago Cubs. Having accomplished that with the Red Sox, there was one person who emailed this week who said, he could go be general manager of the Cubs, and then after they won, he could go be general manager of the Indians, and then everybody would be happy. And then, of course, money. I mean, there may be that they make him an offer that he can't refuse in terms of its how attractive it is. So, sure, people in baseball change teams when they're players, and they change organizations when they're in the front office, and managers change all the time, as we've just seen here in Boston. So certainly I could see it happening.
Well, it's one thing if the Red Sox don't want him anymore, but part of my heart just says, whatever happened to loyalty? Come on!
You haven't been watching pro sports very often. You're still worried
about
loyalty.
I'm trying to bat away the cynicism. I'm trying. Well, so Bill, the Sox aren't in the playoffs, need we be reminded. But it is October, and there's some great baseball being played. What do you make of the race in each league now?
I'm very unhappy that Tampa is no longer involved, because they captured my heart by coming from 7 runs down against the Yankees and making it into the playoffs. I thought that was a wonderful story, even if it came at the expense of the Red Sox. Tigers are a good story. That's fun to see. And, of course, Milwaukee, the Brewers, in the World Series would be quite a spectacle and great fun as well. So we'll just have to wait and see.
So still a lot of great baseball to come. Well, usually baseball playoff season marks the start of basketball season, and that is something I know a slight bit about, honestly. But things aren't looking so great in the NBA. What's the latest with this lockout?
The latest that I've heard is that the incredibly important meeting, the meeting yesterday that everybody thought would be the meeting to end all meetings, did not end well, and so the preseason has been tossed into the garbage can, and the latest word out of the league offices is that if there is no agreement by Monday, at least the first 2 weeks of the regular season will also be erased from the schedule. So they've reached the point where each side is waiting for the other one to blink. And we'll see. There was a similar sort of situation some years ago where we ended up with a 50-game NBA season. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember whether anybody thought that was a bad idea or a good idea.
Well, maybe some of the players have matured in the NBA might not think it's such a bad idea. I'm hearing some big names from the league, Kobe Bryant in particular, that they could actually like just ditch the NBA altogether and head off to Europe.
Yeah, my favorite story along that line is Tony Parker, who will apparently be playing for a French team during the lockout for as long as the lockout goes, and he will be making $1,995 per month. Now, the kicker, of course, is that he is the president of that team, so he must have figured that he wasn't worth more than $2,000 to them as a player, or maybe he just wanted to save some money for the club. I don't know. But these sorts of goofy stories are bound to come out when you have a lockout, and they sure beat stories of people, you know, weeping and moaning because they're not going to get their NBA on time.
And Kobe?
That was a great story, too. He was apparently set to play for a team in Italy, and then several of the opponents on the team's schedule said, well, we're not sure this is such a great idea because you're asking us to change the whole schedule. And there's a whole league-wide negotiation, and there are rumors that money might change hands to encourage some of these teams to actually agree to changing the schedule so that Kobe Bryant can be accommodated. Who says that the player isn't bigger than the league?
Oh, well, moving on to a sport which we can at least celebrate for recent victories, and that is, of course, hockey. And thank goodness for the Bruins, huh?
Oh, yeah, and it was great. And they're gonna be celebrating for some time, and one hopes that they won't celebrate so hard that they forget that the regular season has begun again. It's time to play hockey. It's very, very hard to repeat in the National Hockey League. That's one thing that teams that have won championships have taught us several times over the years. But, you know, hey, the Bruins look healthy, and the last series of predictions that I saw had them certainly making probably the Final Four, at least, in the playoffs. They look strong, and if they can kind of recognize that the what have you done for me lately is a perfectly good question to ask mm-hmm. in professional sports, perhaps they'll win again.
Well, at least something will be going on in the garden in the coming weeks and months. But before I let you go, Bill, I've got to ask you, you know, the famed head of the Charles Regatta is coming up later this month where rowers from all over the world will be descending on the Charles. But I understand that only a game visited a completely different river where
yes,
rowing isn't so much of a tradition?
In the standard manner of being completely off-center that only a game is famous for.
You know!
We went to Cleveland and we had a reporter named Karen Schaefer who brought us a story about a regatta in Cleveland, and I think we have a little bit of sound from that.
The river has been a bit of the Rodney Dangerfield of our community. It's this wonderful resource that we have that many cities around the globe would lust after, and I think we're starting to rediscover it and seeing that it can be a heart of recreation in the community and a place where things are going on.
Of course, the river is the celebrated Cuyahoga, which Randy Newman celebrated in song as being on fire.
On fire.
Cleveland, city of light, city of magic with its burning river. Cuyahoga has been cleaned up. They're doing a lot of boating on it, having some regattas, and we'll have that story on Saturday.
Looking forward to it. You can hear that story, as Bill said, this weekend on Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on WBUR. And as always, Wednesdays right here on Radio Boston. Bill, nice to have you.
Thank you, Magnus.
Still ahead, kids hate it, but most of them have to do it, hours of it every night. But what do we really know about the benefits of homework? The debate over homework is just ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.